If the Supreme Court oversteps its bounds, who steps up to protect the rights of the citizens? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Corey Brettschneider, professor of political science at Brown University, looks into this question.
We are often taught that the Supreme Court protects individual rights like religious freedom and free speech. But sometimes state and city officials also need to step up to protect the constitutional rights of their residents, even if that means opposing federal policies enacted by Congress and the president. During the John Adams administration, the nation faced a constitutional crisis. President Adams signed the Alien and Sedition Acts, which punished those who criticized him. Although the law clearly violated the First Amendment guarantee of free speech, the Supreme Court, dominated by justices sympathetic to Adams and with no history of protecting free speech, would not likely overturn it. Denied any possibility of checks and balances at the federal level, Madison and Jefferson looked to their home state of Virginia for vindication of the rights they had so recently written into the still new Constitution. They convinced the legislatures of Virginia and Kentucky to pass resolutions declaring that they would refuse to enforce the Alien and Sedition Acts because they were clearly unconstitutional. Now, more than 200 years later, we may be on the verge of a similar crisis. As a candidate, Donald Trump threatened to use the federal government, including a Congress controlled by his own party, to carry out clearly unconstitutional policies. He has promised forced deportations that fail to respect due process. He has proposed a Muslim registry that would ignore the guarantees of equal protection of law and free exercise of religion. He has threatened to revoke all federal funding for sanctuary cities, despite Supreme Court precedents saying that he can do no such thing. The mayors of New York City and Providence, as well as leaders of the state legislature in California, have promised to resist. They are acting in the noble tradition of Madison and Jefferson in refusing to cooperate in unconstitutional federal actions.
That was Corey Brettschneider of Brown University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.